It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
With a government shutdown looming, looks like both sides are blinking for now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Congress is closing in on a deal to avoid a federal shutdown at the end of this week. Uncle Sam's pockets are due to be empty as of Friday when a stopgap funding bill expires. Now Congress is working on another short-term bill that would cut spending by $4 billion and keep the government open until mid-March. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. So, Nancy, where are these cuts coming from?
Well, Bob, first of all, $4 billion here in Washington isn't that much. But having said that, more than $600 million of that would come from cuts in federal highway funding for states. There would also be reductions in federal grants to help states run elections. President Obama has already proposed getting rid of that. And the bill would eliminate almost $3 billion in earmarks.
Okay, so what happens now?
Well, both sides say they'll give it the old college try. They say they will work together to avoid a government shutdown. We'll see. Here's House Speaker John Boehner speaking last night at a religious broadcasters convention.
So the House will pass a shorter-term bill that will also keep the government running while including reasonable spending cuts at the same time. They won't eat the whole loaf at one time. We'll make them eat it one slice at a time.
Now, Bob, Boehner is saying this will just be one more step in the process. Republicans want very big cuts along the lines of $61 billion. And this week's stopgap bill would just last 2 weeks, as you mentioned. The idea is that Congress would use those 2 weeks to finally pass a bill to fund the government through the fiscal year.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. European stocks are marching to different drummers this morning. London is down around 0.25% at this hour, but Frankfurt and Paris have been moving higher, between 0.33% and 0.5% now. Oil prices continue to be a drag. The cost of crude is up by another dollar a barrel today. Groupon is about to go after a very big group. Today, the Daily Deal website goes after the world's fastest-growing market, China. The idea of group buying seems universal. The question is whether Groupon will be able to rise above the fray. The BBC's Chris Hogg reports for us from Hong Kong.
Chinese shoppers love a bargain. In stores, they'll always ask for a discount. And because online prices are often lower than those in the shops, internet retail sales almost doubled in China last year. Groupon will be hoping to cash in on that hunger for a good deal. Its new Chinese site will offer discounts on eating, shopping and entertainment in Shanghai and Beijing. But retail analyst Paul French from Access Asia in Shanghai says it'll take Groupon a while to catch up the local Chinese firms which already offer similar schemes.
The days when you could just offer a service in Shanghai and Beijing and a handful of other cities are gone. There's 160 cities in China with more than a million people in them, and we need to get coupons into all of those cities.
China has the world's largest internet market. That's a lot of potential customers. But other American firms like Best Buy have found what works in the States doesn't always work with shoppers here. In Hong Kong, I'm the BBC's Chris Hogg for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com.
Watch the Oscars last night. That gala has taken place for almost 10 years now, the Kodak Theater. It's in a complex. It was partly paid for by public money. Now, though, a $25 billion hole in California's budget means that stream of public money may soon end. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
The Kodak Theater is the gilded center of the Hollywood and Highland complex. There's also a high-end hotel, a fountain, and a four-story mall. Local resident Marion Gore says she comes here as little as possible.
It's really not user-friendly. Not on any level, not for shopping, not for, you know, events that I've come to.
Hollywood and Highland is one of thousands of projects in California, partly paid for by community redevelopment agencies. The state agencies help finance projects through bonds and then use a share of the property taxes to pay off debt. For Hollywood and Highland, the agency kicked in nearly $100 million of the more than $600 million it costs to build the place. Then, 3 years after it opened, the developer sold the complex at a huge loss. And that was before the real estate market collapsed. Bob Blue is with a Hollywood preservation organization.
By any stretch of the imagination, it was a financial failure.
But the complex did help attract tourists and shops to the area, which also includes the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Grauman's Chinese Theater, and Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Madeline Janis is on the board of the L.A. Redevelopment Agency.
You go to hotel owners in Hollywood, and they'll say, thank God for the Hollywood and Highland Project. It helped us bring our business back.
Dozens of states use redevelopment programs to finance similar projects. But now, California Governor Jerry Brown says his state's agencies should be shut down. They locked down as much as $5 billion in taxes that could be put toward education and other programs. Stephen Frates teaches public policy at Pepperdine University.
There's no question that it has distorted development. And in terms of distorting cash flows of government, you can make a strong argument that its time has passed.
California lawmakers are still debating whether the state should roll up the red carpet on projects like Hollywood and Highland, and other states will be watching. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, how many times have you seen the driver in the car next to you texting or moved out of the way to keep from walking into some clueless cell phone user? There's a new survey out that, sorry to say, doesn't offer much hope. It was sponsored by Intel. 90% surveyed say they've witnessed cell phone rudeness firsthand at a frequency of about 5 offenses every day. Almost half saw people using one in a restroom. And 1 in 5 said they saw people using the gadgets on a honeymoon. I don't know, if you're paying more attention to a cell phone on your honeymoon, I'd suggest you have bigger problems to worry about. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
5 years ago, Arizona was doing pretty well. The state budget was up, and so was spending, but you know what they say.
State policymakers sometimes forget to realize that the economy goes up and down. When you're at the bottom of a deep hole, you need a ladder to climb out.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. How the recession buried Arizona's budget. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.